Nelly Furtado, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. My name's Mike Rumble. You can obviously tell then that we've decided to come out into the fresh air today. We're in the car park outside the studios so that I can look at what is just the most unbelievably looking car I've ever seen. It's gorgeous. I'm joined by Trevor Jones from the TVR Club, and you've decided to bring along your special friend, and I don't mean your partner or your wife over there.
Yeah.
I mean this yellow beauty that's in front of me now. What is this?
It's a T350. T, which is a, you know, TVR, which is a 3.6 litre engine, 375 brake horse, no traction control, you know, and it's just down to you to actually drive these things, and they're just phenomenal. 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, very noisy.
It's a beautiful car. I mean, if I can describe this to the people listening, I mean, it's obviously a typical. If I was a schoolboy and someone said to me, draw a race car, draw a sports car, this is the shape that I would draw. It's in yellow. It's just phenomenal. Inside is black. It's a pearlescent paint. You flipped the bonnet up for me earlier, and the engine is immaculate. It's so clean. Is this your baby?
It is. Pretty much so.
So being part of the TVR Club, you must love that, because it must be a chance to be able to meet up with like-minded people and a chance for you to go and see, you know, the other TVRs that are on display. It must be a great sort of social gathering.
Oh, it's a massive social gathering. It's, you know, all over the country and all over the world. You know, USA, Europe, everywhere. You know, we have various events going on. Next weekend we've got the Shuttleworth event, which is... at Shuttleworth, obviously, but they've got the fly-in displays, but we'll probably have somewhere in the region of probably 200 TVRs there.
Wow.
On Saturday, which from 12 o'clock onwards, basically. But besides that, I mean, we've got a big open day at Offord Motor Company in Offord in Cambridgeshire on the 13th, which is have two Tuscan race cars there. And it's open to anybody to come and have a look at them and, you know, see if they fancy getting into TVRs.
They are an amazing car. What's really amazing about them as well is that you've got all the other kind of, you know, sports cars in the world, the Porsches, the Ferraris, but you just don't see TVRs on the road very often. And when one does pass you, you do think, wow, look at that.
Yeah, you do know about it. You know, it's the sound and everything of them. You know, when you're driving along and you're with other cars that are, you know, of other makes and that, it's always the kids that turn around and say, look, TVR, you know. Yeah. It's that situation, and they've just got such a following.
You told me off air earlier when I met you outside the studio door what TVR stands for, and I didn't know this.
Yeah, it stands for Trevor. Trevor Wilkinson, who basically invented the TVRs and, you know, set the motor company up. He abbreviated his name, Trevor, and brought TVR out into it, you know, and that's how it all came about.
And how long have you been into TVRs yourself, and what got you into it?
Well, I've always loved TVR since I was a kid, but it wasn't till about 10 years ago that I decided to purchase one, much to my wife's surprise, first of all, and just been, you know, into them ever since.
I mean, it's just simply, I mean, if everyone could listen to the show, could have a look at this now. I mean, it's just simply the most beautiful car you can imagine. I mean, I knew a guy that had one of these that when you looked at it from the back, it was purple. When you looked at it from the front, it was like a sky blue. And it kind of almost ruined the car. But when you see it in such a glorious, bright colour like this, you know, this yellow that you've got... It's just amazing. It's amazing. What an amazing car.
Yes, yeah, they are. I mean, you know, it's not just this one's got a straight six engine in it. The others have got various cars like Griffs, Chimeras, Wedges, and all those. They've got the V8s in, anything from 4 litre to 4.5 to 5 litre engines. So, and they're all different shapes. Yeah. So you've got, you know, that's the good thing about TVR. They're so diverse.
And if anyone's listening to the show right now and they would like to find out more about, you know, the TVR Club and how they can get involved, how can they do that?
If they go onto the TVR website, they can get onto the Cambridgeshire region and look on there and see what's going on. And you can contact the local regional organisers, whether it be from Cambridge, Essex, Suffolk, Hertfordshire, They're all available to contact, and you don't have to have a TVR to be interested. And you know, as long as you're interested in cars and that, and you like TVRs, there's no problem coming along to meets and looking.
I was going to ask that actually. Do you have to own a TVR to be in the club? But clearly not.
No, not at all. No, it's all about the fun of the cars and everything, you know. And Pete, it's not all about cars. It's about people, social gathering.
Yeah.
You know, from all walks of life. So it's not. You don't have to be a petrol head.
Mm.
I mean, wives, girlfriends, the halves and that, you know, join in. We go away for weekends or organise days out somewhere. You know, we go, like we've just been over to Classic Le Mans and, you know, there for a long weekend. So we all drive down in the cars, all go on the ferries and whatever, you know, and just belt on down there and camp at Le Mans and, you know.
I know that's quite a long journey to Le Mans. So my next question is, do you allow the wife to drive it?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does drive it. You know, she's a pretty competent driver.
So. It is a remarkable car. I also think any car that you open the driver's door to and the first thing you see is a fire extinguisher underneath the seat, you know it's a good car. You know you're clearly going to have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah.
On that note, you've got to start it because I've got to hear it.
Yeah,
sure. I need to hear this car purr. Like it's just—I know I sound like I'm over-exaggerating, but it's just the most amazing-looking car I've ever seen. Trevor's got, oh, I mean, listen to that. Give it. If that has just made blood come out of your eardrums, I do apologise. That is amazing. Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time to come in with the car. It is beautiful. I've got for the TVR Club, just remind us what that next event is.
The next event is at Shuttleworth. And it's on the Saturday, the 22nd, which is next weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, it's called the Mini Southern Gathering. So that's anyone from any regions that come down. So there could be roughly around about 150 to 200 TVRs there. There'll be also representative from Bloodhound,
right,
which is the Richard Noble's land speed record car, which is going to touch the 1,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
In 2014. Wow. So, you know, we're tied up with that in a way.
So it sounds like it's going to be quite a fantastic event, really.
It should be a good event. And we also hold our local meets at the Anchor at Little Paxton, and that's on the third Sunday of every month, starting in October. So anyone's welcome to come down, and they have a TVR pie made every time we have a meet. They make the chef there makes up these TVR pies, which is a big pie with a TVR logo on it and everything. It makes a different one each month, doesn't it?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing the car in. Does the car have a name?
Yeah, it's Fisticuffs B, they call it, because of the back, you know. But we've also got another event quickly at Offord TVR Centre. In Cambridgeshire. It's on the 13th of October on a Saturday. It's going to be a big open day. There's going to be a couple of race cars there as well and a barbecue. So anyone's welcome to come along, have a look at the cars and what's going on there as well.
It sounds fantastic. I might join. I might have to go and buy one now.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic car. Trevor, thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and your car. Right, let's get another song on and I'll be back in the studio in just a second.